One day last year, I was walking down Cashel Mall in Christchurch, and I saw Finance Minister Grant Robertson. And some people said, oh, can we get a selfie? Which he was perfectly happy to do, but I heard him say first, hold on, I better put a mask on first or Jacinda will tell me off. Which probably sounded a bit like a gag. He was kind of laughing, but I remember thinking at the time, yeah, I bet she would. That's because I've always considered Jacinda Ardern to be a bit of a Helen Clark. Even her mannerisms are similar, aren't they? And I can see, and look, I'm not the first person in the world to see it, I know, but I can see very clearly that behind the smiles and the kindness talk, there is a ruthless political operator there. She wouldn't be where she is today if she wasn't. And perhaps it goes some way towards explaining why she's done nothing about that awful Labour Party bully Trevor Mallard. As I've said many times before, in my honest opinion, he is a bully and he should have been given the flick ages ago. I think I said it again this week. And as I've said before, it is shameful that Jacinda Ardern has done nothing about Trevor Mallard. But he is obviously very useful for the Prime Minister. Awful, but useful too. So that's why I'm not in the least bit surprised we have this Labour backbench MP, Gaurav Sharma, saying overnight that there's all sorts of bullying behaviour going on at Parliament. He seems to be particularly concerned about the way MPs are treated by party whips in the parliamentary service, which provides admin support and runs the complex. And you know who's in charge of that, don't you? Yep, Speaker Trevor Mallard. Now, Sharma is a relative newcomer to Parliament. He's only been there since 2020, but obviously he's had a gutsful already, and he's written this opinion piece for the New Zealand Herald. I think as far as his career as a Labour Party politician is concerned, I think he's an idiot for doing what he's done. Jacinda will be fuming. Angry Andrew will be fuming. I reckon even Chris Hipkins might be saying a few swear words. Chris, that's not like you. Oh, sorry, Jacinda. I'm just really annoyed, you know. That guy's from Hamilton, and we know they're all bullies in Hamilton. Bunch of bogans. So what gives him the right to come here and say we're bullies too? It's just not on. I'm sorry, Jacinda. It's just not on. You know, I still don't quite understand why Gaurav Sharma has done what he's done. There's obviously an issue bubbling away behind the scenes, and so he's decided to go public about it. I see Labour Party whip Duncan Webb. In fact, he has confirmed that there are what he calls employment matters being dealt with. And man alive, the Labour Party machine is coming down hard on its MP. He's been at a bit of a stoush online with former Labour MP Darian Fenton, who's been online saying it's appalling that he's so ill-disciplined and mouthing off in the media about this. That's a direct quote from the message from the former Labour MP to Gaurav Sharma after his article was published by the Herald. Traitor! Well, I made that bit up, but the rest of it's all true. And Sharma went back to Darian Fenton saying it's because of people like her, that there's still a problem with bullying at Parliament. Boom! But it's not just former Labour MPs. Current Labour MPs are also trying hard to convince us that there's nothing to see here. One of them is Willie Jackson. How about this for a quote? I've never seen it in my life. You're going to have to talk to him, but I've never seen it. We are great whānau. That's what Willie Jackson is saying. But with respect, Willie, I'm not quite sure whether you're the best person to be making that kind of judgment. Now, look, I'm not saying you're a bully, mate. Not saying that. I just suspect that you're one of the last people in Parliament that a bully would want to pick on. So, of course, you haven't seen it, Willie Jackson. And I think it's appalling that you are fobbing it off in this way. Just like I think it's appalling that current and former Labour MPs and Labour supporters are ganging up on their MP for coming out and saying Parliament is a toxic place to work. By responding the way it is, the government and the Labour Party are showing that they are just as much a part of the problem as anyone else in that strange, strange place we know as Parliament. And it doesn't give me much hope that things are going to get any less toxic at Parliament anytime soon, which is so rich, isn't it? Given that we hear so much weasel words from politicians about cracking down on bullying, being kind to each other, looking after our mental health. What a bunch of turkeys they all are.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.